This recording, Pennsylvania 14, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot-and-mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an insanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then, Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." So my name is Joshua Shannon. I grew up in Newportville, Pennsylvania. That's like, a part of Bristol, Pennsylvania. It's actually in Bristol Township. But I was born there in Newportville and then eventually moved to, greater area of Levittown. Newportville is in Levittown, but it's, a small pocket of it. I started my career as a laborer, and then I just moved into, being an electrician. And then from there, doing a lot of industrial work, I used to see the programmers program up the, machinery for like conveyors and mixers and whatnot. And, it's always something that I wanted to do. So I got myself into programming, and that's pretty much what I'm doing now. So I'm kind of an automation controls engineer without a degree, and it's something I enjoy. I mean, it pays the bills. My real passion is acting and doing voiceovers. So acting, of course, is my main passion and something that I've been trying to get into and just doing as much as I can and, it's uncomfortable for me, but it's something I really enjoy, and I love it. I mean, you get a lot of empathy from doing that kind of work and understanding where, other people come from and, where they're, what their points of view are, and it's just something I love to do. I'm rather green at it, and I'm very new at it, but, I just got to keep going with it. Okay, take care.